This is the most basic solution in solving problems.
所以这个约翰他迫不及待的一直说，我要把我所看到的所听到的来告诉你们。
Therefore John was in an urge to share with everyone what he had heard and seen.
为了让我们能够找到一条活路，
So that we may find a path to life.
为了让我们在生活中真正的有喜乐，
So that we may experience true joy in our daily life.
那么第五节在这里呢，他一开始就是说神就是光。
And in verse 5, it mentioned here that God is light.
他强有力地做这样的见证。
And he made such a strong testimony.
神就是光。
That God is light.
在我们的生活当中，
In our daily life,
有些人封闭了自己了。
Some people had closed themselves up.
走不出来。
And they cannot walk out.
当然原因很多。
Cannot walk out of the bondage.
有的因为个性的问题，
There might be many reasons for this.
有的因为这个情绪上的问题，
It might be their personality or their emotion.
可能是身体的疾病的问题，
Or because they have physical illness.
就很不喜欢跟人家见面，
And so they do not like to interact with other people.
这个封闭自己啊，是绝对不会快乐。
So they have enclosed themselves and they will not be happy at all.
但是呢，约翰告诉我们，神就是光。
But John told us that God is light.
在光里头，这些黑暗就没有了。
And in light, there is no darkness.
人就不会封闭自己。
And we will not enclose ourselves.
但我们要怎么样帮助这些人呢？
So how do we help these people that have enclosed themselves?
让他能够进入光里头。
We help them by bringing them into light.
这个就是我们团契里头所说的。
And this is what we mean by fellowship.
弟兄姐妹要用爱心彼此的接纳。
That in fellowship, we accept one another in love.
所以我们在教会里头啊，大概各教会都会有这个家庭的小组。
Therefore, in each church, we have small family fellowships.
分了好几个区。
That is separate into different regions.
那我们就应该托付这一小组啊，那些负责人啊，一定要去注意到教会里有没有这样的人。教会有没有这些封闭自己的人啊
？So for the leaders of each region, we must notice whether there are members that have enclosed themselves.
真的有些走不出来。
And they really cannot walk out of this bound.
但是我们有爱心的时候，
But if we have love,
他感受得到，
then they can feel our love.
他能够突破了自己，
then they can overcome.
是因为生命之道 的缘故，
and this is because the word of life.
神的道就是一个力量，
and the word of God is power.
是一个亮光，
and it is a light.
里头充满着爱，
and it's full of love.
所以呢，我们以前看过有一对夫妇，
so we have seen a couple.
来教聚会之后。
And after they came to church,
很快的两个这一对夫妇啊，就赶快离开教会了。
And very soon they left church.
他们总觉得好像不好意思跟别人来交谈。
Because they're very shy and they do not want to talk to other people.
所以他们那一小组的负责他知道了。
So then the person in charge of fellowship in that region,
他们就想办法要怎么样让这对夫妇知道大家喜欢他们。
And they wanted to figure out a way to show this couple that everyone do like them.
当然也为他们祷告。
And so they pray for the couple as well.
很奇妙的，后来他们不再很快的离开教会。
And quite miraculous, they change and they do not leave immediately after service.
他们能够跟别人打成一片了。
And they are able to mingle with others.
他们能够走出来了。
And they can walk out of what they were really
看到光了。
Originally bounded to, so they truly see light.
圣经里头提到那个利未这一位税吏长。
And in the Bible, it mentioned Levi.
他就是心灵空虚。
Because he was empty in his heart.
因为他欺诈很多人的钱财。
Because he had deceived many people and took their wealth.
他知道这种富足的生活不好过。
And he knew that this kind of life was not easy to gain.
所以当主耶稣接纳他的时候，
So when Lord Jesus accepted him,
他非常的高兴，
and he was very happy.
他知道能够有神的道理，照神的道理来做，这是最喜乐的事情。
Because he knew to be able to have God's truth and to live by God's truth.
当他知道主耶稣接纳他，
it is the most joyful life.
那么他就是邀请了他那些朋友啊。
So once he realized that Lord Jesus has accepted him, he invited all his friends.
办了一场的宴席，
and had a banquet.
这宴席的重点就是要让主耶稣来。
So in this feast, they invited Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在他们中间，
so that Lord Jesus could be among them.
让他们也去听到这个生命之道。
So all his friends and relatives are able to hear this word of life.
所以他的朋友那些税吏的朋友，
so all his friends are tax collectors. 啊、
被人看为罪人的那些人。
Those who are considered sinners.
主耶稣不嫌弃他们。
Lord Jesus not despise them.
主耶稣吸引了他们。
Lord Jesus had gathered them.
所以他们改变了。
And attracted them, so they changed.
哎，他们变得有喜乐了。
So they changed into people with joy.
他们也离开了这个罪恶。
And they have left their life of sin in the past.
所以说，神就是光。
Therefore, we say God is light.
啊，在我们教会里面啊。
In our church,
我们也看到、啊、有一些人的、啊、灵性软弱。
We see that some members are weak in faith.
啊，他体会不到、啊、属灵的快乐。
They cannot experience spiritual joy.
所以就成为流失的信徒了。
Therefore, they become lost sheep.
啊，所以有些人也一直担心说：“哎呀，这个人怎么那么久没有来了？”
Therefore, some people would be concerned and wondering why certain members have not shown up at church for a while.
那假如说我们能够让他去经历到神的道理
，But if we can let this person experience the truth of God,
让他啊能够走出来
，So that he can walk out of whatever was bonding him.
所以圣经里头也告诉我们了
，Therefore, the Bible also tells us.
有些人不能走出来，理由当然很多。
For some people, they have many reasons for not being able to step out.
有的人是病痛得不到医治。
For some people, it was because they have physical illness and that were not cured.
所以一直提不起信心来。
So their faith were not strong.
这个时候就我们要发挥这种爱心的力量。
So at times like this, we must show our love.
同心合意地为他们祷告。
And we pray for them in one accord.
信心的祷告能够产生力量来。
Prayer of our faith can generate great strength and power.
圣经里头记载有一个瘫子，他不能走路了。
In the Bible, it records of a paralytic that he could not walk.
他的朋友就凭着信心。
And his friends, by their faith,
用着这个担架把他抬到主的面前。
They carried him in front of the Lord.
看到这个聚会的地方坐满人了。
And they saw that the place of gathering was full.
挤不进去、啊。
And they could not break through the crowd.
他们就想办法要破除这个困难。
And they wanted to find a solution.
就把聚会前那个屋顶呢，把它拆掉了。
So they took apart the roof.
把那个摊子把垂下去。
And lower the crippled man.
他们这样的爱心跟信心。
And with their love and faith.
让主耶稣感动。
Their love and faith greatly touched Lord Jesus.
啊，所以主耶稣看到他们的信心了。
So when Lord Jesus saw their faith.
就对这个摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”
He said to the paralytics, "Your sin has been forgiven."
哎，当然有些人就觉得奇怪，耶稣是谁呀、啊？怎么能够叫人的罪赦呢
？Of course, some people would start to wonder, and they thought, "Who is this man? How can he forgive sin?"
主耶稣知道众人的心呐、啊。
And Lord Jesus knew what they were thinking.
因为主耶稣众人还不知道，主耶稣就是天上的神。
Because the crowd did not know Lord Jesus was God in heaven.
啊、哎，所以主耶稣跟他们讲：“你们认为叫一个人罪赦容易呢？”还是叫一个人起来走路容易呢
？Therefore, Lord Jesus said to them, "Is it easier to forgive a person's sin or to ask him to get up and walk?"
他的话是带着权柄的。
Because Lord Jesus has His word contains power.
所以主耶稣就叫那个瘫子说：“你起来走路吧。”
He wanted to prove that His word contains power, so He called up the paralytic and asked him to walk.
所以这个瘫子一起来走路的时候
，So when this person got up and walked,
真的众人看到光了、啊。
And truly, the whole crowd saw light.
主耶稣身上就带着这样这个光。
And they could see that Lord Jesus has this light on him.
看到希望。
And they see hope.
啊，所以在我们生活当中
，Therefore, in our lives,
真的我们需要这个光。
We truly need this light.
啊，有的人面临死亡的时候
，But some people when they face death,
真的会让他恐惧。
And they will be afraid.
假如他知道生命之道里头有光。
If they know that the word of life has light,
他就没有这样的恐惧。
Then they will fear no longer.
彼得在写彼得后书的时候
，When Peter wrote Second Peter,
哎，那他在里面这样说
，He said,
我们看彼得后书的第一章
，Let's turn to Second Peter chapter 1,
十五节
，Verse 15.
彼得后书第一章十五节
，Second Peter chapter 1, verse 15.
并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。这里呢，彼得提到他要离开世间了。
Here Peter mentioned that he was about to leave this world.
因为那时候他遇到很大的患难。
Because he faced a great tribulation.
所以他知道了，他可能啊要为道理来寻道了。
Therefore, he knew that he might be about to die for the truth.
所以在他还没离世之前就写了这封信。
Therefore, before he left this world, he wrote this letter.
他要安慰弟兄姐妹。
To comfort the brothers and sisters.
不要因为苦难而害怕。
So that they will not fear because of tribulation.
彼得做什么样的见证呢？
And what kind of testimony did
Peter bear? 16节说我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言。 乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。 17节
17，他从父神得着尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
18节
18，
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音，是从天上出来的。彼得对于死亡为什么没有恐惧？
Why was it that Peter was not afraid of death?
因为他已经认识主就是光。Because
he had known that the Lord is the light.
他在甸茂山上看到主耶稣变了这个容貌。On
the mountain of transfiguration, he saw Jesus change his.
他看到天国的景象。He
saw the vision of heaven.
所以呢，这个深深的刻印在他的脑海里面。So
this was a deep. Buried deep in his mind.
所以因此他面临这个逼迫的时候啊,
Therefore, when he faced persecution,
他就把这个见证再次的讲出来,
he was able to bring out this testimony again.
虽然在患难当中,
even though in times of suffering,
他仍然觉得他是在亮光当中,
he still felt that he was walking in the light.
他见证神就是光,
he testifies that God is light.
所以我们弟兄姐妹啊, 信仰都有很多的见证。
Therefore, for all brothers and sisters, we all have testimonies.
我们能够把我们所体验的来跟大家分享。
And we can share our experiences with others.
我们也会感受到我们的信仰真的是充满了亮光。
Then we can also feel that our faith is full of light.
当我到大陆去访问的时候,
When I went to visit the brethren in China,
大陆这个宗教刚刚开化。
And it was when they first start to allow religion in that country, and they gathered for service very fervently.
一有空大家就分享见证啊。
Whenever they have the opportunity, they will share their testimonies.
所以听他们见证的时候，真的是感受到主耶稣就在我们中间。
So when I hear their testimonies, I truly feel that Lord Jesus was among them.
真的感受到神就是光。
I could truly feel that God is light.
好，我们再看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第一章第五节。
First John chapter 1 verse 5.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
The God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
约翰呢，不断强调神就是光。
Not only John emphasizes that God is light.
约翰又告诉我们，在他里面一点黑暗都没有。
He also tells us that in God there is no darkness at all.
所以在主里面，我们 没有那种失望。
Therefore, in the Lord, will not be disappointed.
我们只有活泼的盼望。
We only have living hope.
为什么说在他里头没有黑暗呢？
Why did John say that in God there is no darkness at all?
因为主的眼光看透了人的内心。
Because with God's sight, he is able to see through our hearts.
也看透了恶者的诡计。
And he also see the schemes of the evil ones.
所以魔鬼的诡计，主看得一清二楚。
Therefore, the Lord is able to see very clearly the schemes of Satan.
所以我们 就可以放心了。
So that we can take heart.
说的恶者百般的要来陷害我们弟兄姐妹。
Even though the evil ones wanted to trap us.
但是主耶稣他一清二楚。
But Lord Jesus knows his.
只要我们肯信靠他，恶者啊，连碰我们都不敢碰。
As long as we trust and rely on him, the evil ones are not able to touch us.
所以我们的信徒，他们热心的聚会遵守神的道理。
Therefore, our believers come to service firmly and follow the commands of God, and so they are blessed by God. And sometimes when we are blessed by God, other people get jealous.
我们有一户信徒啊, 事业做得很好。
And there was a family from our church, their business was very successful. And the people in the same industry start to envy him.
他们就借着邪术啊, 想要来害死我们。 信徒啊,
and they went to sorcerers and tried to harm our believer.
但是我们信徒平安无事,
but nothing happened to our believer.
是后来有人跟他讲,
it was later someone told him,
你信耶稣的, 你在门口怎么插了这个稻草人呢?
you are a Christian, why do you have certain things hanging in front of your front door?
有人啊，啊，用这方法要来毒死他。
So then they realize they have a straw man at the front door, and someone is trying to.
感谢主，在主里头是没有黑暗的。
To kill him with that.
这个耶一书第五章。
But thank the Lord in God, there is no darkness.
耶一书第五章十八节。
First John chapter 5 verse 18.
我们知道，凡从生的神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就没办法害他了。这个地方告诉我们，恶者没办法害我们。
Here it tells us the evil one cannot harm us.
因为在主里面是没有黑暗的。
Because in God there is no darkness.
啊，那么我们也就可以了解，我们的主啊不会故意来试探我们。
And we also understand that our God will not tempt us.
啊，主他会试炼我们。
He will give us trials.
试探是要败坏人的。
But temptation corrupts man.
魔鬼试探我们是要败坏我们。
The evil ones tempt us so that they can corrupt us.
但是神给我们的试炼，
But the trials from God
就跟魔鬼的动机不一样。
It comes from a very different motive compared
to the evil
one. 因
为我们的主在他里面毫无黑暗。
Because in our Lord there's no darkness.
绝对没有陷害我们的意念。
And there is no bad intention for us.
所以当我们弟兄姐妹遇到患难的时候，
Therefore, when we face hardship, tribulation,
我们不要恐惧，
do not fear,
我们要相信，
we should believe.
圣经告诉我们一句话，
Bible tells us,
请看罗马书第八章，
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十八节，
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
第八章二十八节，
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得着益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。啊，这个地方告诉我们，
Here it tells us,
我们要知道啊，万事都互相效力。
We know that in all things God works for the good of those
who love
Him.
叫爱神的人得着益处啊。
So that this will benefit those who love Him.
我想我们信主的过程难免都会遇到患难。
So in our walk of faith, we will face trials from time to time.
既然在主里主在主里面毫无黑暗。
But since in the Lord there is no darkness at all.
那我们当然就相信主啊的试炼是要给我们好处。
Then of course we believe all trials benefits us.
我也曾遇过从一个患难。
I have also experienced tribulation.
有一次他在生病的时候。
There's once my wife got ill.
那次考验是相当的大。
And it was a really great trial that we faced.
我一直为他祷告。
We pray for her.
一个礼拜。两个礼拜，三个礼拜。
For a week, 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks has passed.
祷告手都快发软了。
And we felt that our arms grew weak.
怎么这个事情都没有改善呢？
Why the situation has not changed at all?
啊，有一位同工啊，来勉励我。
And at that time, a fellow worker encouraged me.
你不要害怕。
He said, "Do not fear."
啊，万事互相效力。
Because in all things, God works for the
good. 患难有一定的时期，有一定的时期。
And there's a time for tribulation.
哎，他这样勉励我。
And he encouraged me that way.
哎，所以我那个时候啊，啊，继续的祷告。
So I continue to pray.
主耶稣的话提醒我。
And Lord Jesus' word reminded me.
啊，说神啊，他不会不把好处给那行动正直的人。
So Lord will not hold back benefits for those who had done right.
所以我自己反省说，我到底什么地方啊有不？对不起主的地方。
So I kept examine myself to see whether I have done anything unrighteous that I have offended God.
所以在祷告当中就会去思想啊一切的事情。
So in my prayers, I thought about everything.
想到自己亏欠的事情的时候，就认罪悔改。
When I find places that have fallen short of God's expectation, then I repented.
那种下定决心进食祷告啊。
So in the end, we were very determined, and we fasted and prayed.
就是在那一天晚上祷告完了以后。
And that night after we finished our prayer,
竟然能够安心入睡了。
And we could take heart and we fell asleep.
第二天奇妙的事情就发生。
And the next morning, something miraculous happened.
太太的病就突然之间好了。
My wife's illness was suddenly cured completely.
真的让我们体验到在主里面啊，没有黑暗的。
It truly allows to understand that in God there's no darkness.
所以在教会里面。
Therefore, in the church,
难免会有 一些的这个试炼。
We will face trials of some sort.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间的一些的摩擦。
Sometimes there'll be conflicts between brothers, brethren.
这个时候我们不要失望。
We should not lose heart.
这难免有人的软弱。
Because as humans, we all have weaknesses.
所以我们一定要靠主啊，胜过这些试炼。
Therefore, we should rely on God to overcome all these trials.
我们再看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn back to
First John.
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章第五节。
First John chapter 1 verse 5.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见的。约翰他有这样的体验。
John had this kind of experience.
那么说，这个也是他从主所听见的。
And he said, "This is what they have heard from God."
他听到以后，他当然去观察。
From the Lord, and so after he heard, he would observe.
所以他又听到又看到。
So he had heard and he have seen as well.
所以他一直的见证说，神就是光。
So he continued to testify that God is light.
他看到保罗，他遇到患难的时候。
He saw that when Paul faced tribulation,
患难当中仍然是有喜的。
And in his tribulation, he was full of joy.
这就是亮光啊。
And this is light.
所以我们在教会里面。
Therefore, in church,
我们要仔细去观察。
We should observe carefully.
弟兄姐妹一样的在服侍。
All the brothers and sisters serve God
the same way. 有些人为什么越服侍越喜的？
But why is it that some people, the longer they serve, the sweeter
things grow? 因为他自己经历到生命的力量。
Because they have experienced themselves,
the, 所以在主里的喜乐啊，是越侍奉越喜乐的。
The power of life. So therefore, when we serve in the Lord, the longer we serve, the sweeter it grows.
你越付出，你领受的恩典越多。
The more we give, the more blessings we receive from God.
自然就有喜乐。
And so naturally, we will have joy in our heart.
不是没有困难。
Of course, in our service to God,
侍奉当中充满着难题啊。
We will face difficulties for sure.
但是我们能够。相信神就是光。
But we can believe that God is light.
我们祷告的手就不会发软了。
Then our arms in our prayers will not grow weak.
当我们有这样体验的时候，
when we have this kind of experience,
我们会跟约翰一样，
we will be like John.
说这些是我们所听见的。
And we will say that this is the message that we have heard.
又报给你们的这个好信息。
And that we have proclaimed to you.
所以今天呢，我们在教会里面。
So today in church.
好好的。把这个属灵团契的生活去把它实践出来。
We should put into practice this life of fellowship.
当我们有这样的这个体验，
when we have this kind of experience,
我们就跟约翰一样说，我们会把这好消息告诉你。
Then we will be like John and we will share this good message.
我在牧养教会的时候，
when we pastor churches,
就真的把这个团契生活把它。实现出来。
Then we can truly practice this life of fellowship in our daily life.
所以体验到很多很多的好处。
And we will experience much value and benefit.
看到信徒本来是点头之交的。
We can see that some believers originally were just acquaintances.
后来信徒能够打成一片了。
And later on, they could become very close to one another. And there is no gap between them.
能够互相信任。
And they can trust one another.
迷失的信徒也被带回来了。
And those who were lost were brought back to the church.
所以这样美好的体验。
So with such wonderful experience.
真的感受到神的话真的是有力量。
We can truly feel that God's words contain power. 我们肯照
主的话去做。
So when we can do things according to God's word.
我们就有喜乐就有见证。
Then we have joy and testimony.
那同时呢我们也可以防止异端的迷惑。
At the same time, we can prevent ourselves being deceived by heresy.
因为在当时有这种诺斯底的这个异端的思想。
Because at that time, there was a type of heresy.
它无孔不入的。
And it penetrates into all places.
所以我们今天呢，我们必须要呢，大家互相把信仰的体验呢讲出来。
So today, we should share all our experiences in faith.
我们知道我们教会啊，很多弟兄姐妹的信仰背景不一样。
We know that our brothers and sisters have different backgrounds in our faith.
有的人是从这个不同的宗教进来的。
Some people had come to our church from a different church or denomination.
所以他最了解到某些的宗教有哪些是不对的地方。
Sorry, from different religion. So they truly understand what are the part of other religions that is not right.
能够防止陷入这错误里面。
then we can prevent ourselves of falling into wrongdoing.
我们再来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
第一章第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
我们若说是与神相交，却能在黑暗里面行，就是说谎，不行真理的。啊，这个是约翰从反面讲过来。
So from a different perspective, this is what John said.
啊，约翰说我们若自己说，哦，我们在团契啊，有神同在哦，有神的亮光。
John said, if we always claim to have fellowship and we say we have the abundance of God,
却在黑暗里头行。
And we say we have the light of God, but yet we walk in darkness.
这就是说谎了。
Then we are liars.
嗯，我们很不喜欢这种虚假。
We do not like to be so fake.
嗯，所以我们也在推行一些圣工。
And therefore we have holy works.
所以我们要防止这种虚假的现象出现。
So we want to prevent this fakeness among us.
有时候我们呢，一些团契啊，这个道理学的很多。
Sometimes in fellowship we learn much about truth.
但是忽略了怎么样把道理实践出来。
But we neglected on how to put this into practice.
所以有些团契，他不知道团契真正的意涵在哪里。
So for some fellowship, they do not know the true meaning of fellowship.
他以为团契就是安排很多聚会，一直聚会。
They thought that by fellowship it means to have a lot of services.
但是没有侍奉。
But they do not serve.
道理行不出来就没有力量了。
So then you cannot put the truth into practice, then you have no strength.
就不吸引人了。
And this kind of fellowship does not attract men.
所以难怪有些团契啊，出席率越来越少。
So you can see some fellowship that attendance rate start to go down.
这就是我们要反省了。
And this is when we need to examine ourselves.
我们团契是不是只是就查考圣经而已？
Does our fellowship only consist of reading the Bible?
假如只是这样的，这个团契不吸引了。
If it's just reading the Bible, then this fellowship will not attract people.
所以团契是应该带领大家从真理里头把它行出来啊。
A fellowship should be able to lead people to practice the truth
in their daily life.
Only by doing so can they see light.
要不然的话，一样是在黑暗当中走。
Otherwise, we will still be walking in darkness.
道理懂了，但行不出来。
We know the truth, but we cannot act it out.
不能彼此相爱。
We cannot love one another.
所以这里说，虽然说自己以为是与神相交，
So here it says, even though we claim to have fellowship with God,
却在黑暗里头。
But then we walk in the darkness.
所以有时候我们会看到有些信徒软弱了。
So sometimes we see some members have grew weak.
啊，那么也不太来聚会了。
And they do not come to service as often.
那就我们要有这种警觉了。
Then we should be alert.
有的团体很注重联谊啊。
Some fellowship they emphasize on the interaction.
这原本是团契里头的一个重要工作。
This is a very important part of a fellowship.
但是团契里头没有培养去追求道理。
But then, if that is the only emphasis that you do not emphasize on seeking the truth,
祷告也没有力量。
Then in your prayers, you will not have strength.
对于基本的信仰不太懂。
And you do not understand the basic beliefs.
只停留在联谊的地步。
And you always remain on that stage of fellowshipping with each other.
这个团契是软弱的。
And in interacting with each other, so then this fellowship will be very weak.
所以说我们这里告诉我们要反省。
So here it tells us to examine ourselves.
我们这个团契是跟神相交吗？
Do our fellowship have a fellowship with God?
这个英文里头一直强调说，我们跟神团契吗？
In the English version, it emphasizes whether we have fellowship with God.
假如是的话，我们就不是走在黑暗当中的。
If indeed we do have fellowship with God, then we no longer walk in darkness.
假如说我们说我们是跟神团契的，但在黑暗中行。
But then if we claim to have fellowship with God, but walk in darkness.
祷告没有力量。
And we have no strength in our prayer.
侍奉没有意愿。
And
没有意愿。
We do not have willingness in our service to God.
那这样是说谎的。
Then we lie.
是在黑暗里头的。
Then we still walk in the darkness.
所以在第六节这里说。
Therefore in verse 6 it tells us.
这是没有把真理行出来。
Here it tells us that we do not have the truth.
所以简单的说，我们反省一下，团契的真理是什么。
So we should examine ourselves and think what is the true meaning of fellowship.
所以我们一步一步的来思考。
So we think about this step by step.
信徒认识了吗？
Does the members know each other?
有时候我们问问看我们到底认识了几个弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we can ask ourselves how many brothers and sisters we know.
假如我们真的爱主耶稣。
If we truly love Lord Jesus,
我们就会爱我们弟兄姐妹。
Then we'll love our brethren.
我们就会想认识他。
Then we will want to know them.
假如我们没有这样做
，If we do not do this,
说啊、哦，我跟神，这个团结的很好啊。
And we just claim to have very good fellowship with God.
但是人家问你说某某人，你问认识这些弟兄姐妹吗？
But then if other people ask you if you know this brother or sister,
我说哎，我不认识啊。
And you say, oh, I don't know him.
那这个就有问题了。
Then there's a problem in your faith.
跟神相交的人，神一定教导我们去爱弟兄姐妹。
If you are a person that fellowship with God, and God always teaches you to fellowship with your brothers and sisters,
不会把自己封闭起来的。
And do not enclose yourself.
哎，所以我们要去思考说，我们有没有在光的当中。
So we should think about this, whether we are truly walking in the light.
在光的当中就要照着团契的真理而行。
If we are in the light, then we should fellowship according to the true meaning of fellowship.
我们来看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
第七节说，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，我们就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。这里就讲得很清楚。
Here it says very clearly.
这里说，我们若在光明中行。
Here it says, if we walk in the light.
在光明中行就是跟神相交。
And that is we fellowship with God.
我们就看到亮光。
Then we see light.
当我们跟神团契的时候。
When we fellowship with God.
亮光一照下来。
And the light shines upon us.
最先看到的是谁？
What is the first thing we see?
先看到自己嘛。
First we see ourselves.
就像这个以赛亚先知啊。
Just like Prophet Isaiah.
他在祷告的时候。
In his prayers.
看到异象。
He saw a vision.
看到亮光照下来的时候，
and he saw a bright light coming down from heaven.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
我们请看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
请看第二节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2.
其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。第三，彼此呼唤说：圣哉，圣哉，万军的耶和华，他的荣光就充满全地了。这个地方提到说，他看到荣光充满全地。
Here it mentioned that Isaiah saw the whole earth is filled of his glory.
第五节
，verse 5.
他说：那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了。他说：糟糕了，我灭亡了。
He said, "Woe to me! I'm ruined."
因为我是嘴唇不干净的。
For I'm a man of unclean lips.
我怎么有资格来劝勉大家说要敬畏神？
How can I be worthy of encouraging others to fear God?
所以他先看到自己的软弱。
So first he saw his weaknesses.
所以他就呼求神。
So he cried out to God.
说我嘴唇污秽了。
He said, "I am a man of unclean lips."
他认罪了。
He repented and confessed of his sins. 所以神
就借着天使啊。拿着这个那个祭坛上的这个火炭来沾他的嘴唇。
So through the seraphs, God cleaned his lips. So the seraphs flew to the altar and took a live coal.
嘴唇干净。
To touch his lips so that his lips were cleaned.
在光明中行的人。
So those who walk in the light.
一定先看到自己的罪。
We first see our sins.
当我们看到自己的罪的时候。
When we see our sins.
我们就会了解到原来主耶稣他爱我。
Then we realize that Lord Jesus loves us.
就是让我看到我的软弱，主耶稣他要来赦免我们的罪。
So this allows us to see our weaknesses and see that Lord Jesus come to forgive us.
主耶稣接纳我了。
And Lord Jesus has accepted us.
然后呢，我们就会有那同理心。那我看到弟兄姐妹的罪，我也应该跟主耶稣一样，我要接纳他。
So we have empathy and we see other brothers and sisters' weaknesses and we are able to accept them as well.
主耶稣都接纳我了。
Because Lord Jesus had accepted us.
所以我也应该接纳别人的软弱。
Therefore, we should accept other people's weaknesses as well.
不要再放在心里头。
We should not carry it in our mind.
我们要帮助他。
We should help this person.
让这个罪显明出来。
So that the sin is shown.
然后呢，让他认罪，然后离开罪恶。
So that he will confess of his sins and leave the sin behind.
所以说，如同神在光明中行。
So then we walk in light as God walks in light.
你的神在光明中，他看到什么
？So in light, what does God see?
看到这些污秽的罪人。
He saw all the sinners of the world.
那么他就一一的来帮助我们，愿意信靠他的人。
And so he comes to help us one by one, those who are willing to come to trust in him.
洁净成为圣洁的人啊。
And he cleans the sinners so that we become purified.
看到弟兄姐妹，很多人成为圣洁了。
So our brothers and sisters become clean and holy.
成为神喜欢的人啊。
And become those who find favor in God's eyes.
所以我们就会去效法我们的主。
Therefore, we learn from our Lord.
这个时候我们就很乐意跟大家相交。
And at this moment, we'll be very willing to fellowship with one another.
一书,
Please turn back to 1 John chapter 1,
第七节,
verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。所以说，教会要追求一家的精神。
So, church should pursue the spirit of oneness.
只有在教会才有可能。
Only in church we can achieve this.
虽然这个世界也在追求世界大同。
Even though in this world we pursue after unity,
啊，我们常常说四海之内皆兄弟啊。
We often say that in every places we can find our friends.
世人都知道这个是很重要的。
And we all know that this is very important concept.
我们不要打仗。
We don't want war.
我们要和平的相处。
We want peace.
怎么样和平相处
？How can we live in peace?
看不到罪。
If we cannot see sin,
没办法解决罪。
Then we cannot solve the problem of sin.
这变成一种空号。
Then it's just an empty saying.
达不到的理想。
And it's a goal that we cannot achieve.
但是在教会里面
But in church,
就不一样了
It's different.
我们跟神相交
Because we fellowship with God.
我们在光明中行
And we walk in the light.
看到自己软弱了
And we see our weakness.
看到神的爱了
And we see God's love.
我们知道我们该怎么做
And we know what we ought to do.
我们就要彼此相交
So we fellowship with one another.
彼此相交就是接纳那不可爱的人
And that means we accept those who are not lovable or not
adorable. 他的软弱变成我的责任了。
And their weakness become our responsibilities.
有一次啊，我听到一对夫妇啊。
And once I have heard a couple talking.
婚姻快要破裂了。
I heard about them and knew that their marriage was breaking up.
我就主动的去帮他们处理这个事情。
So I went actively to help them.
我也知道说这个是非常棘手的。
I knew this was a very difficult problem to solve.
不是我可以去。帮助他的
It's not something I personally can help
但是我知道我们有主同在
But I knew we have the abidance of our Lord
我不是靠我个人的力量
I did not go by my own strength
我只是把他们引到主的面前
All I needed to do is to bring them in front of God
我相信主有这个力量
I believe that God has this power
所以我就放心的去做这个事
So I went and with confidence
在这个过程当中当然看到神奇妙的作为
Of course in the process I saw the wonderful doing
真的不是我三言两语就能够帮助他
I cannot help them by just saying certain things
后来看到这对夫妇啊复合和好了
And later on I saw that they went back together
开始建立美满的家庭的时候
And they reconciled and have wonderful family
真的是满心感谢主
I truly thank God
真的见证神就是光
And this truly testifies that God is light.
毫无黑暗。
In him there's no darkness at all.
我们再看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
这里说他儿子耶稣的血要洗净我们一切的罪。
Here it tells us the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
当人认识罪的时候
When men know sin,
主耶稣的宝血就开始做洗净的工作。
Then the precious blood of Lord Jesus will start to purify us.
我们的罪在洗礼的时候呢
Therefore, our sin through baptism
过去的罪全部被赦免了
are all forgiven.
但是我们信主以后
But after we believe in the
Lord, 我们还是带这个肉体的这个身体在生活
We still have our physical body and living this world.
肉体充满着情欲
And we're full of our desires.
常常触动我们去犯罪
And it often tempts us to sin.
假如我们不是犯了致与死的罪
But if we did not commit immortal sin,
我们认罪祷告
Then we...Repent and we pray.
这里说主耶稣的宝血就做洗净的工作。
Then here it tells us the blood of Jesus, the precious
blood of Jesus, 洗净我们一切的罪了。
Purifies us and forgives us of our sins.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们都说自己没有罪。
If we claim to be without sin,
便是自欺。
Then we deceive ourselves.
真理就不在我们心里了。
And the truth is not in us.
啊，这里呢提醒我们。
Here it reminds us.
我们都说自己没有罪啊。
If we claim to be without sin,
很简单，我们就会发现了，我们一定是不在光里面了。
Then we will realize that we are no longer in light.
在光里面的人怎么会看不到罪呢
？Those are in light. It's not possible for them not to be able to see their sins.
所以，假如有一个团契
，Therefore, if there's a fellowship,
他软弱了
，and the fellowship grew weak,
他看不到问题
，and they could not see their own problems.
表示说他真的不是在光里面。
Then we can know that this fellowship no longer walking light.
所以，我们教会这带领者啊。
Therefore, the leaders of our church.
啊，一定要经常在光里面。
They should constantly walk under light.
好好的跟神来交通，来团契。
And have true fellowship with God.
那这样我们就看清楚我们团契问题在哪里。
Then we can see very clearly what problems we have within our fellowship.
所以说，如果说认为说没问题了，我们这个团契没问题。
If we just think that we have no problem at all,
但是明明就出现很多问题出来。
But then we can see actually quite clearly there is problem.
那可能我们就不知道说我们呢、啊，到底出了什么问题。
Then we will not know what kind of problem we do have.
可能我们还不知道什么叫团契这个含义啊。
Maybe it's because we don't know the true meaning of fellowship.
哎，所以我们若是能够啊，好好的跟神交通。
So if we can have a good fellowship with God,
就不会有这种现象。
Then we will not face this kind of problem.
啊，所以第七节到第八节告诉我们了，我们在光明中，我们会看到啊自己的这个啊自己的罪。
Therefore, in verse 8, it tells us, verse 7 and 8 tells us that if we walk in the light, we'll be able to see our own sin.
那第九节告诉我们。
In verse 9, it tells us,
啊，若知道罪以后要怎么办？
After we know our iniquities and sins,
第九节说，我们若认自己的罪。
What do we do? In verse 9, it tells us that if we confess our sins,
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
有的知道罪，但是不认罪。
Some people know about their sin, but they do not
confess. 硬着嘴巴不认罪。
And their heart are hardened, and they don't want to confess.
这样的人啊，最可怜了。
And these type of people are quite pitiful.
我们看到扫罗犯罪了。
We saw that Saul sinned.
哎，他知道他这个大卫呢，并不是啊要夺取他的王位。
He knew that David was not there to overtake his throne.
但是呢，嫉妒的心永远没有办法除掉。
But he could not remove his heart of jealousy.
所以他还是呢，要来追杀这个大卫。
Therefore, he still wanted to kill David.
这样的人是最可怜。
And this type of people are quite pitiful.
但是不肯承认这个罪。
They know sin, but they would not confess their own sin.
假如说这里告诉我们，若认自己的罪啊。
Here it tells us if we confess our sin.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神不会轻看那个认罪的那些忧伤痛悔的心。
He will not look down on the contrite heart of those who had confessed their sin.
所以圣经告诉我们什么叫义人啊。
Therefore, the Bible tells us what type of people are considered righteous.
其实世上没有义人啊。
Actually, in this world, no one is righteous.
所罗门王也说过啊。
King Solomon also said,
经常行善不犯罪的人一个都没有。
No one on earth that does good deeds all the time and do not sin at all.
怎么会有义人呢？
How can there be righteous people on earth?
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us,
肯认罪悔改的。
Those who are willing to confess their sins and repent,
神就算他为义人了。
God will count him as righteous.
啊，神愿意帮助他。
And God is willing to help this person.
啊，所以说神是信实的。
Therefore, God is faithful.
一定要，他一定会接纳我们这些认罪的人。
And He will accept all those who confess their sins.
以斯拉这一位啊祭司啊。
And Ezra, this priest.
啊，那么他带领百姓回国。
He led the people to return back to the country.
看到百姓犯罪了。
And he saw that the people had sinned.
他为他们忧伤痛悔祷告。
And he prayed for them.
他的这种祷告啊，神垂听了。
And he prayed for them in lamentation.
他的祷告也感动了那些啊弟兄姐妹。
God heard his prayer, and his prayer also touched the people.
那时候大家认罪悔改了。
And so everyone repented and confessed their sins.
所以那时候信仰就这样复兴了。
And so their faith was revived.
所以必须要我们大家认罪悔改。
So today we should confess our sins.
教会圣工要复兴是啊很快的。
So that we can revive our church work very fast if we do this.
这里又提到说，神是公义的。
Here it mentions that God is just.
公义跟公平不一样。
Just is different from being fair.
法官可能他很公平。
A judge could be fair.
是非判得很清楚。
Right and wrong, they are able to discern it very clearly.
有罪的人呐、啊，要受刑。
Those who They gave verdict to be guilty, they must be executed.
但是他没有办法帮助有罪的人能够脱离罪恶。
But they cannot save those with sin, from sin.
他也没有办法帮助有罪的人能够成长。
And they cannot help sinners to grow.
只有我们天上神。
But only the God in heaven.
他这个公义的意思。
He is just.
他是说你若认罪悔改。
If you confess your sins and repent,
他就赦免我们的罪。
Then he forgives our sins.
不但赦免，
not only he forgives our sins,
还要让我们灵性成长。
He will help us to grow spiritually.
这叫公义。
And this is what we call
justice. 所以我们今天能够建设美满的家庭。
So today we can build a good family.
这个能力从何而来？
Where does the strength and power come from?
不是我们能啊。
It's not from our own ability.
而是因为神的公义。
But it's because God is just.
因为神的爱。
Because of His love.
所以我们认识了神的信实跟公义。
So now we know God's faithfulness and His justice.
我们就可以了解。
Justice. So then we understand.
请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
他说必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的一切的不义。
That He will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这里告诉我们他要洗净我们一切的罪。
Here it tells us that He is to purify us of all our sins.
所以人的罪得到赦免啊。
So when our sins are forgiven.
这是神的法外施恩。
So this is a mercy that God gave us outside of His justice.
按照法律来讲，按照律法来讲，人人有罪要受刑的。
According to the law, we are all sinners and we all must be punished.
但是我们今天因着主的爱，
But today, because of God's love,
他为我们钉死十字架，
He was crucified on the cross for us.
流血了，
And He shed blood.
他满足律法上的要求了，
He had fulfilled the requirement of the law.
替我们死了，
And He died for us.
承担我们的罪了，
And He bore our sin.
所以我们今天得到恩典，
Therefore today we receive grace.
圣经说是在律法之外，
And the Bible tells us that is outside of the law.
神施下的恩典了。
And this grace was given to us.
所以我们今天真的很有福气。
So today we truly are blessed.
认识神的公义啊。
If we know God's righteousness.
所以他能够不断做这洁净的工作。
Therefore he can continue to cleanse us and
purify us. 所以耶稣的宝血现在还在为我们做洁净的工作。
Therefore up to today, Lord Jesus' precious blood is still cleansing us.
所以我们才有那种追求不犯罪的那个可能。
So it's possible for us to pursue to not sin in our life.
假如说我们没有这个恩典，
If we do not have this grace,
谁敢保证自己说我可以追求那不犯罪的生活？
Who can guarantee to be able to pursue this kind of perfect life?
所以我们今天对弟兄姐妹，
Therefore today to all brothers and sisters,
我们有这样的信心，
We have this kind of faith.
有些人虽然软弱了，
Some people even though they're weak,
我们相信我们帮助他，
We believe and we help them.
我们弟兄姐妹大家同心合意的帮助一个软弱的。
In one accord, we help this person who are weak.
就好像主耶稣说，
Just like Lord Jesus said,
压伤的芦苇，你不要把它折断了。
Bruised wheat, he will not.
香残的灯火，你不要把它吹灭了。
A smoking wick, he will not put it out.
主的恩典能够让它再茁壮起来。
And God's grace will be able to make them strong again.
所以第九节最后一句话说，
Therefore, in verse 9, the last part,
他要洗净我们一切的不义。
He will purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们不但对弟兄姐妹有这样的一种爱心跟包容，
Not only we should have this kind of forbearance and love towards
其实我们对于圣职人员也要有这样的爱心跟包容。
Actually we should have the same for the ministers.
当在谈到长职制度的时候，
When we talk about the system of having elders and deacons,
有人从消极方面去想，
Some people look at it from a very negative
way. 万一长职他软弱怎么办？
What if the elders and deacons they grew weak themselves?
是不是就给他们有任期制就好了？
Shouldn't we put a term to their service?
圣经里头没有这样的一种记载。
But the Bible never had this kind of mentioning.
圣经只是告诉我们，人软弱，我们要帮助他刚强才对。
The Bible only tells us when a person grew weak, we must help them to become strong.
我们都相信，我们每一个人都能够在真理上成长。
We all believe that we can all grow in the truth.
长子也会有软弱的时候。
Of course, our deacons and our elders will have their moments of weakness. But if we can help them,
他一样还是会成长。
They will grow.
所以我们不必从这个负面去思考思想。
So we should not look at this from a negative way.
我们反而要从积极面去思想。
We should be positive and optimistic.
因为我们神的生命之道是大有能力。
Because we know that the word of life from God contains great power.
再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
我们如果说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎啊。假如有人这样说，我们没有犯过罪啊。
If there's a person claims he had never sinned,
那就等于说这个圣经是在说谎。
Then it's like he's saying the Bible lies.
圣经怎么一直强调人有罪呢？
Because the Bible emphasizes that all men have sinned.
其实，没有在光明当中的人，
Actually,
他不了解神的道理。
Those who do not walk in light, they do not understand the truth of God.
他很容易患了这种自欺的毛病。
Then they would quite easily deceive themselves.
所以法利赛人呢？他就是这一群变成假冒为善的人。
So the Pharisees, they become like that.
因为他们没有在光明当中嘛。
Because they do not walk in the light.
没有在亮光里面。
Because they were not under the light.
他们看不到内心的嫉妒。
They could not see the jealousy in their heart.
看到那么多人跟随主耶稣。
They saw so many people following Jesus.
那一群群众跟随主耶稣了。
And the crowd was following Jesus.
他们跟随的人很少。
But there's very few people that were following them.
他们嫉妒了。
They were envious.
他们要杀害主耶稣。
They wanted to frame Jesus and kill him.
所以这些法利赛人他们就以为说我没有罪啊。
So the Pharisees thought that they were without sin.
我把一个人从会堂赶出去，有什么罪呢？
So they just wanted to cast out a person. What kind of sin is that?
因为他们已经看不到自己内在的罪了。
Because they could not see the sin within their hearts.
哎，所以他不以为有罪。
So they do not consider themselves to be sinners.
更可怕的，有人是被心被魔鬼蒙蔽了。
What is worse is that some people's heart were clouded by Satan.
啊，他当然也看不到罪。
And of course, these type of people cannot see sin.
好像犹大一样。
Just like Judas.
主耶稣为他洗脚。
Lord Jesus washed his feet.
他不为所，主耶稣在爱心所动。
He was not touched at all by Lord Jesus' love.
主耶稣在办逾越节的晚餐的时候。
During the dinner of the Passover.
还讲得很清楚，说你们当中有一个人要出卖我。
He said very clearly that among you one person will betray me.
门徒问说：“主啊，是谁啊？”
And the disciples asked, "Who is this person?"
主耶稣说：“我把这个饼沾了，然后给谁，那个人就是。”
And Lord Jesus said, "Whoever gave this bread to." That he would be the person.
主耶稣这个动作做完以后，犹大还是硬着心离开了。
And after Lord Jesus gave the bread to Judas, Judas still left with a hardened heart.
他不以为他有罪。
Because he did not consider himself to have sin in his heart.
以神为说谎了。
Therefore, by doing this, he put God to be a liar.
那当然这是道理没有在他心里头。
And this is because the truth is not in his heart.
所以你看，在亮光当中跟在黑暗当中完全不一样。
So we can see walking in the light and walking in darkness is very different.
犹大在黑暗当中。
Judas was in the darkness.
犹大不以为有罪。
And Judas could not see his sin.
犹大他已经没有真理在他里面。
Because there's no truth and the God's word is not in his heart.
他的结局是上吊自杀了。
So the end of his life is a suicide.
所以这是非常可怜的一件事情。
And this is quite pitiful.
所以今天在我们教会里面。
So today in our church.
我们应该要好好的过着团契的生活。
We should live a good life of fellowship.
哎，只要我们在亮光当中
，as long as we walk in the light,
教会一定是不断的成长。
The church will grow.
当我们看到教会有软弱的时候
，when we see that there are weaknesses,
我们就要警醒。
Then we should be alert.
紧紧的抓住主耶稣
，and then we grab hold of Lord Jesus, and ask for His help.
在神的亮光当中
，so we continue to be in
His light. 我们就可以看到问题
，then we can see the problem.
我们可以解决问题
，and we can solve this problem.
我们可以得到。更新的力量
and then we can receive the strength of renewal
得到更多的喜乐
and much joy